going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll look around the entire National Football League as draft night is tonight, the first round of the NFL draft. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the most complete draft coverage in Atlanta. Starts tonight at 7 p.m. Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer take you through the first round of the draft live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Stay with us all week long, all weekend long for pick-by-pick coverage and late-night wrap-up shows, all brought to you by your local Honda dealers and by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four for free. The NFL draft starting tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. One of the three men on that broadcast joins us in studio right now. Mike Conti, how are you?
Hello, guys. How are we? Happy draft day.
Okay.
Happy draft day.
We all had pancakes this morning. You know, that's the big thing from the movie, draft day, you know.
Oh,
the GM of the Seahawks.
Please, no
before
more.
Before he got robbed by Kevin Costner, he ate his pancakes.
Please,
and
no,
set the tone
I
for
did not eat pancakes.
Crazy, crazy day.
We normally eat pancakes on Sundays.
Saturday at our house.
Yeah. Well,
they eat pancakes.
Yeah.
I don't eat pancakes.
I make them. I don't eat them.
Pancakes don't stick with me very long. That's the problem. Like, I'm immediately hungry again after
that's because it's just powder and water.
Yes,
that's all it is. Let me put a little egg in there. Yeah, and some syrup. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that, yeah, it did take long for all those references to come up this morning. Like, okay. Yeah,
can I say something that won't surprise you?
You haven't seen it.
Certain might surprise you. Never seen it.
You never seen it. You're not missing anything.
Not missing much.
No.
Honestly, the only reason why I watched it, I was on one of those long flights.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the other movies on the seat back I had seen before. So I thought, oh, okay, I'll give that one a try. And, well.
Enough said.
Not great, huh?
That's the only time I've ever said. I mean, look, it had a sweet ending.
Okay, well, that's good.
The NFL clearly cooperated in many ways because, Goodell was in it and, all the teams allowed the use of their trademarks and everything, but it wasn't going to win any Oscars or anything.
Every year on draft day, I say that I haven't seen it, and then people tell me that I should see it. And then another year will go by, and I probably won't. But who knows? Maybe this will be the year. You never know.
You never know.
I asked Randy this in the first segment. I'll ask you now. Do you think, and maybe you don't know all the people we've talked about, but just assume we've talked about a lot of guys that are potential first-round draft picks. Do you think we've spent time talking about the player that the Falcons will take at 15 tonight?
I hope so.
Randy said no, and you said I hope so. We've been doing a good job. Yeah. We've talked about a lot of people.
Chris Collinsworth's mock draft this morning?
We did. Oh, was it another new one?
It's another one?
Because we saw the one last week where he had him taking Luther Burden.
Yes. Yeah, still that one.
Yeah, okay.
Still, yeah.
Yes.
I don't want to see that. That would not be good.
I don't know. Now, Luther Burden's a really good player.
Luther Burden's a great player. You know who else is a great player who will probably be there at 15? Tyler Warren. Outstanding player.
He might be.
I don't think so, Mike.
He might not. Though.
If he's gone one pick before.
You think so?
To Indianapolis.
You think he...
I saw the Jets maybe at 7.
Let me tell you something. Whoever gets that guy just drafted Taysom Hill.
He's a hell of a player.
He is an unbelievable player. He can play any
he's a great player.
Position on offense, including quarterback. Whoever drafts him will take Taysom Hill.
He's awesome.
I actually have started to try to work this mental pretzel. Would I be happy if the Falcons took Tyler Warren? Now, I'm a little biased, obviously. But if you're going to draft an offensive player, I would like for it to be something like that that would be so unconventional from a game plan standpoint defensively and can fit basically anywhere you would need him to fit. If you're going to take an offensive player, at least let's have a little fun and do that. But I think they're going to take a defensive player. You know, I don't think it's guaranteed that it's going to be an edge. I do think defensive back is in play. You know, certainly a linebacker who could play on the edge. I mean, I think that's obviously very much in play, too. They need to focus on the defensive side of the ball. We've said that for the last 5 years. Maybe tonight it finally happens. I also would not be totally opposed, guys, to them trading out of this first round tonight. As much as I would love to be analyzing a Falcons draft pick on the show tonight, you know, the bottom line is if you could spin this 15th overall pick into a couple twos and a couple threes, I would have no problem with that whatsoever. And then you got to nail it tomorrow.
Right.
You got to nail it tomorrow, but you need a lot of help right now. This is not a draft where one player can come in and put you over the top. This needs to be an ensemble that they bring in this week.
Andy, just ask me a question. I want to ask you the same question. Is like, where do you think, if picking up the phone is terrifying, though, where do you think he's calling? Is it move back, up, or a Kirk Cousins trade?
Well, I think he would very much like for someone to call him about Kirk Cousins. I don't see that happening tonight. I just, you're not hearing any buzz about it, are you?
Mm-mm.
You know, if with all the Adam Schefters and Ian Rappaports and Diana Rossini's out there, if something was cooking with Kirk Cousins, I think it probably would have leaked out by now.
Mm-hmm.
I think Terry's got the phone on the hook, to be honest with you. I think he's waiting to be called. And what'll be interesting tonight is someone going to slide down the board and become maybe an attractive option for Seattle or Denver or Pittsburgh or the LA Chargers. Some of these teams that are in like that 18 to 21, 22 range. Do they get a little bit of an itchy trigger finger and they want to try to move up? And can you extract a first and a third to move back a couple spots and maybe still get your edge rusher? That, to me, I think is the Russian roulette that all the GMs of the league are playing tonight. But I have a feeling, because it happens every year, you know, Andy was asking me what time I think the Falcons' 15th pick will actually be made tonight. I think this is like my 10th year doing a draft show. I feel like I've been doing it forever. One thing always happens every year. It's tale as old as time. Someone is going to be taken way, way ahead of where they're projected, and someone's going to drop.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on who that is that drops tonight, I think dictates how the whole trade market will play out by the time the Falcons pick comes up around, say, 9:45, 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we said last year it was the Falcons that did that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they took Penix at 8. Nobody saw that coming.
No.
Draft boards across the board after them were thrown into a tizzy.
Yeah, threw everything off.
And then also here, I mean, obviously you were on the air when it happened. We're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
They did what?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, somebody's going to do something like that tonight.
Yes.
Do you have any thought as far as – I always hate this. This is the worst part, in my opinion, is somebody who's there who thinks they're going to go higher and then ends up falling and they show them on TV and it's a huge bummer. Like,
yeah.
Is there someone that you see as a candidate for that? And also, I mean, it's hard to predict, but is there somebody that maybe jumps up a little higher?
I think if someone drops like or craters like way further than we expect, it's probably going to be a quarterback.
Yeah.
And I'm just throwing this name out there. It might be Shedeur Sanders because we know we're almost certain Cam Ward's going to go number one.
Right.
Milrow, suddenly there's a lot of buzz about him climbing up some boards.
Yeah.
You know, does that push Sanders? Maybe there's been some stuff out there about Sanders in recent days that hasn't been very, very positive, but it's all from anonymous sources.
Yeah.
And sometimes that scares me because an anonymous source could be another GM trying to throw the whole board on tilt. So I don't know, but typically it feels like there is a quarterback that falls. Like Aaron Rodgers is the obvious example. That poor guy had to sit the green room for like 7 hours.
Will Levis never even got drafted, like in the second round, but like he sat there all night and then went the next day.
Well,
like,
yeah.
We got no more of his girlfriend than him.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Now, good thing for Shedeur is he's not going to be there.
Now,
so they're not going to have the camera in his face all night.
Who could go up the board? That could be a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Arch this morning. And Arch was really, really talking up Jalon Walker.
Mm-hmm.
said, I hope I'm quoting him accurately, said best defensive player in the draft other than Carter.
A lot of people think that.
And Hunter, if you consider Hunter to be
Mike, I actually, right. somebody that I like listened to said that there's not a big drop-off between Abdul and Jalen.
I've heard that from a couple people, too.
I agree with that. I will tell you this. Abdul Carter, outstanding player, will be a superstar in the NFL. Having seen almost every play of his career in college and having seen every play of Micah Parsons' career in college, I don't believe he's quite as good as Micah Parsons. Now, Micah Parsons is all pro.
Right. So that's not an insult.
That's not an insult. Right. Like, if you're in the neighborhood of being Micah Parsons, you're going to have a great career. Yeah. I could absolutely see where it would be close between those two. To be fair, I've watched Carter a little bit more than Walker. But I've watched Walker a lot, and he's outstanding too. Keep an eye on him tonight. And then, you know, you're starting to hear some rumblings. Ashton Jeanty could be climbing into the top four.
Yes.
Another guy I've seen in person, happy to say. And look, Penn State dominated that Fiesta Bowl against Boise State. Ashton Jeanty still had 130 yards in that game. Now, it was on like 30 carries. Mm-hmm. And part of the issue was it was, you know, a lot of 1 and 2 yard runs and like -2, -3, but he had like 3 or 4 explosives. And that was with a Mountain West offensive line blocking against a Big Ten defensive line. I was really, really impressed with Jeanty, his shiftiness, his strength, you know, to get through the first layer, really, and then get out in the open field. That's another thing that could throw everything on tilt a little bit. If Jeanty, you know, sneaks up into the top four, then who gets pressed down? That's part of the whole fun of the night. Mm-hmm. I love this. Like, there's strategy, there's unpredictability, there's a little bit of emotion, there's a little bit of luck that comes into play. Every team in the NFL gets better tonight that makes a pick. And for 32 young men, a lot of hard work. A lot of hard work pays off tonight. And it's really, really fun to watch.
Yeah, look, I mean, no one knows what any of these guys' careers are going to turn into. But tonight, they get to say forever that they were a first-round draft pick in the NFL. Like, that's insane.
And get the paycheck to show
for it. And all of that. But, like, it's important to step back and realize sometimes, like, 32 dudes tonight are about to be crowned as some like the 0.00001% of football players that ever play.
That's right. And for almost all of them, it's a dream that started, you know, when they were able to walk.
Exactly.
Probably even earlier than that, when they first started to walk.
Yeah. Whose dreams and all of that kind of stuff. So, it's a very special night. And that's why, you know, I always try to ask questions about, like, well, who would you hate to see drafted? Like, that's not the way that we like to frame stuff on this show. But there is also the what would you prefer, right? So what's the list of, and maybe you can even power rank them, however you want to put it, but like what's the list of outcomes tonight from the Falcons? And we'll just keep them at 15. We'll keep them at 15. That would make you happy on down to like, why would they do that?
I what would make me the happiest if they stay at 15 is go out and get me Michael Williams or someone from Georgia who can get to the quarterback. I mean, I don't think Walker falls that far.
If he does, that would be phenomenal.
Well, or something catastrophic has happened, like something
off the field,
know,
maybe, or something like that.
Or just, hey, I heard a rumor that, you know, he broke his foot the other day. Like, and we obviously know that's not the case. The Falcons would be incredibly fortunate if he fell in the. Get me a Michael Williams. I would love that. The green kid from Marshall. Mm-hmm. Really, they will have plenty of good edge rushers to pick from at 15. That is my most ideal outcome. If not that, get me someone who can make you better at the back end of the defense and then concentrate on your pass rush tomorrow. If you don't do that, I'm not totally averse to picking an offensive lineman. I'm not totally against that.
If you do this, it's that impact. Meaning that's what he said.
It's got to be.
He's
got to
be the starter, right? He has to be the starter.
Starter.
Right.
Has to be. It's not. You're no matter what position you're taking, at 15th overall, you can't be taking a project.
Right.
You got to be. And, you know, again, I understand the whole rationale behind Penix, and it ended up kind of working out in an unexpected way, but in a good way.
Right.
But that was what was so, I'll say, infuriating to some observers and fans. Like, dude, ninth overall pick. Like, you gotta roll with them right now. Like, you can't afford to have them not play for a year or two and be a project. You have immediate needs right now. Now, as it turns out, he ended up playing anyway. But
right.
Yes,
get that wasn't
a
good.
Day one starter. And I'm not totally opposed to that being an offensive lineman. But, boy, if they come out of this tonight with, Mikael Williams, I would be elated.
Yeah.
That would be great.
No, it would be great. It would be awesome to be doing a show tomorrow from Flowery Branch where – you don't kind of start with, all right, so hear me out.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you, though, Tyler Warren is that wild card.
Yeah, but here's the same thing, though, with Tyler Warren, to me, as with an offensive lineman, because you're not taking a guard on the offensive line. You have those set. I mean, you're not taking the left tackle because you just extended.
Correct.
I guess you could take a right tackle, but he's under contract, and you'd have to do something trade-wise. You're not taking a center in the first round, I don't think.
Not at 15th overall, but there is one or two guys one or two players out there that could play swing.
Okay.
The kid from North Dakota State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gray Zabel.
He could play, I was reading, guard, center, or potentially even tackle. Mm-hmm. This is very strange. But he's being mocked at the end of the first round. Now, then again, you want him to slide down and maybe pick up some assets for tomorrow night.
Have fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. And we'll be on at the stadium at 7 p.m. tonight. Okay. And coverage continues through Atlanta United Saturday at 6.
The predict will be right around 10?
If they keep 15
p.m.
overall,
I mean,
I'd say between 9.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
30 and 10. You want to listen to the whole show.
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah.
But between 9:30 and 10.
Don't go anywhere. That's but it'll be building to the climax right
that's
around
right.
9:45. All right, thank you, Mike.
Appreciate
all
it, Mike. Guys.
We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.